Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
It seems like only yesterday that the 2015 Montana legislature was gaveled to order. Wide-eyed and idealistic freshmen looked forward to changing the world. More experienced legislators just look forward to stopping the bad bills. Over time, most of those naive hopes to change the world fell by the wayside, but not all of them. A few good bills have made it into the home stretch, and one of them is Senate Bill 410, a bill to provide tax credits for contributions to private schools, and it's on the cusp of final passage. It's similar to a bill that Governor Bullock vetoed last session, and it gives him one more chance to do the right thing. Among other things, this bill gives Montana families a tax credit when they donate to a scholarship organization that helps students attend private schools. Not every family can afford a private school for their kids, but fortunately, there are scholarship organizations to help with that cost. Under Senate Bill 410, anyone who makes a donation to one of those organizations would be able to take $150 off their tax bill. This bill has already passed both the House and the Senate, but the House amended the original version, and the Senate did not agree with their amendments. That sent the bill to a conference committee where the members from both chambers sat down to hash out their differences. The committee has finished its work. Now the version of the bill they agreed upon must pass both houses again. And there's hope that the House and Senate may act as soon as today. Rumors in the Capitol indicate that there's hope that the governor may sign the bill this time, so we hope that it gets to him quickly. It's only a rumor, but we're guardedly optimistic. School choice is one of Montana Family Foundation's biggest policy goals. Right now, 15% of Montana high school students drop out. That's a problem we can't afford to ignore. We work to advance the interest of Montana families, and a well-educated son or daughter is near the top of that list. School choice could ease financial burdens on families. It could relieve the stress that often comes from a child who's underperforming at school. But most of all, school choice could provide a better future for children, for parents, and for all of us. Everyone in Montana will benefit if we can reduce the number of dropouts. 43 other states have school choice, and it's time for Montana to step up to the plate. And so, as the session draws to a close, I don't count myself among the number of those who have lost all hope of changing the world. While a school choice bill is still alive, I can be as idealistic as the newest freshman legislator. If you want to help make this happen, please call your legislator and let them know that you care about school choice. Dial 444-4800. The Capitol operators there will be able to help get a message to the legislator who represents you. Ask them to vote in favor of Senate Bill 410, the bill to create tax credits for contributions to public and private schools. Remember, that number is 444-4800. During any legislative session, most of our work is about killing bad bills, but we work to pass good bills too. And as I said, Senate Bill 410 is the governor's second chance to get it right. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.